Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Tara over at Local Splash.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Romero Construction.
That's me.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And
okay.
What prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Romero Construction on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And you know, when you do a search on Google, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages of results in Google. But on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. So that's where we'd be listing you. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for that category. So we'll be calling through the area today to fill that open position there. And Google's rule is we can list one business per position. So if we were to program you in to appear there, they would stop all of these calls to the area today, and then we cannot accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of those same services. So that way you'd always be one of the local options for people, you know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'd be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business in the area there?
5 years.
5 years. Okay. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Brittany.
Brittany, it's nice to meet you. And so, Brittany, I see two different company names. Now, there's Romero Construction and Design, and then there's also Romero Landscaping and Services. Are you operating two different companies, or was there a name change at some point?
There was a name change, so it's now Romero Construction and Design.
Okay, okay. And the type of construction that you're doing, is it outdoor construction? Like,
yes.
Okay, wonderful. And is it just you, or are you and a crew, or like a partner?
Me and my husband, and we have workers that are under us.
Oh, you have workers too. Okay, okay, great. And then, so it sounds like for something like this, your role here is the marketing, like you would be the person that would make these sorts?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And then the area that you're in, so I know that Statesville is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Right now we've stayed as much as, I guess, 20 miles Mooresville, but we do pavers too. Pavers is a little bit of a bigger job so that we're able to travel more. So it just depends on what the job entails.
Okay, so for something like landscape pavers, you might go up to what, 30 or 40 miles?
No, landscaping, we try to stay under 20 because those jobs are not very high in price. And pavers and that, we are able to go up to Charlotte. But that's just, you know, it just depends on the intel of the job.
Okay. Okay. Are you doing any sort of like the outdoor, like the gazebos as well? Or is pavers kind
yes.
of? Oh, you are? Okay.
We did pavers, handyman services, gazebos, basically anything outdoor, handyman services, pressure washing, cleaning gutters, basically anything and everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. And what about like retaining walls?
Yes.
Perfect.
That's a big one.
Okay, wonderful. And then for this position, Brittany, that they have available there today on Google, it's just month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based mm-hmm. on everything so far, you're in the right area where the searches are being performed. So you meet all of the criteria that's required. And mm-hmm. overall, you see value in all of this being listed there at that moment. People are searching for those services.
What is the question? What are you asking me?
Oh, you see value in all of this being listed on Google when people are searching for those services in your area?
Yeah, I don't really know how Google works. I think I have like applied for a Google thing, and I don't even think I finished it because I've been looking at where to get my leads from, basically, since we're just we've been kind of undercover, I guess we should say, for the last couple of years, and I haven't really sent money in leads. And then now, since we're ready to fly high as the sky, now we've got everything organized, and I think we're ready. That's why I'm looking into leads and looking into, you know, paying to get my leads and just trying to get us marketing out there.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be perfect then for this position that they have available there today. Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So the good news is, you're at 5 years in, you can still qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's just a reduced rate for our younger companies. So I'm just grabbing Paul. He's my regional manager for the Carolinas to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can block it out for you. Hang on here.
Hi there, Brittany. Good morning.